Welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today. I'm Dr. Todd Robinson, Associate Professor in UNO's Writers' Workshop, here to review Maria Zakola's incantatory book, Helen of Troy, 1993. Published by Scribner in 2025, Helen of Troy takes the face that launched 1,000 ships and plops her down in Sparta, Tennessee, where the ravening beauty tangles with suitors and clotheslines, daytime television and the roaring desire inside every living thing. Helen of Troy, 1993, is a postmodern postscript to Homer's epic poem, The Iliad, an all-American coda 3,000 years in the making. In a nimble afterword, Zakola traces her lifelong love of Greek and Roman myth, which I encourage you to read before you swim through 50 interconnected, coiling, unsettling poems of domestic dreaming and ceaseless yearning. The kudzu-choked hills of Tennessee, a fine facsimile for ancient Greece. But for the Chuck E. Cheese's and Piggly Wiggly's, ATVs replacing chariots, phalanxes of football players rather than hoplites, here's a sample. Helen of Troy runs the station wagon into a ditch. You ever get going down a long stretch of some county road way out in the sticks where nobody knows your name or your people or just exactly how many babies you did or did not have and what happened to them afterward? Sun full in your face. FM station coming in glassy as a jar of night cream. And why shouldn't you speed up? And why shouldn't your toes itch on that pedal so sweet and easy? You might as well be that sugar from the movies. Be that doll from the papers, hanging off the battlements, teeth sharper than a hairpin turn. This audacious poetry collection readily and steadily superimposes ancient and modern, tragedy and comedy, each poem a knotty narrative mapping the socio-spiritual spiderwebs we weave and tangle in. Helen is married to the big cheese, but service to him and his children whets no hungers. An affair thrills, then sputters. In every line, every scene, this gush of beauty and rust. I'm looking out from your eyes, Helen, but the landscape keeps changing. I see a house. I see a palace. I see Chevrolets and longships, streetlights and torches. There are fields wherever I look, watered and fed on Monsanto or blood. When the preacher opens his mouth, the sermon is delivered in many different tongues, riding the static of the serpent's rattling tail. Zakola is perfectly attuned to the rhythms of place, to poetry's music, to the way heroic hopes give way to domestic doldrums. Setting Helen in 1993 allows Zakola to excavate the recent past of our own abundance and violence, to weigh the caprices of chance as the Greeks did their gods. In this masterful collection, she proves herself a seer and bard of the first order, making Homer himself proud as she sings the little wars of our days and ways. Maria Zakola will enchant our campus at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, March 25th as part of the Writers' Workshop Reading Series in the Milo Bale Student Center Dodge Room. I'll be there, dear listeners, and I hope you will be too. This is Todd Robinson with Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today.